BBC World Service, it's midnight GMT. This is Oliver Conway with the newsroom. Caroline Levitt is to step down as White House press secretary after 18 months staunchly defending Donald Trump's policies.
It's only because of the United States of America that the French are not speaking German right now. It is a fact that the body of water off the coast of Louisiana is called the Gulf of America.
A warning that the Ebola outbreak in Congo could become the worst in history. Also today.
It's gone. We are in darkness.
It was really, really amazing. It went too quickly for me.
It was surreal. Something out of body experience.
It's definitely something I'm going to remember for the rest of my life.
Millions across Europe enjoy the solar eclipse and...
Au départ.
At first, it was just for fun. It was really a joke among friends. Then, little by little, I started adding a tape measure at the front and finding a magnet.
The new shoes for ball players. First, our top stories.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. The head of the World Health Organization has warned that the current Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is on track to become the worst ever. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said doctors were playing catch-up.
It's already the second biggest Ebola epidemic on record, and it's moving faster than any previous Ebola outbreak. At its current pace, it's on track to eclipse the West African Ebola outbreak of 2014 to 2016. Officially, 4,449 confirmed cases have been reported.
Dr. Tedros also said two vaccines designed to counter the Bundibugyo strain behind the current outbreak have entered Phase 1 safety trials. The Bangladeshi authorities have ordered shopping malls, markets and businesses to close by 8 p.m. every day as part of measures to conserve electricity amid an energy crisis. The directive also forces cultural and trade events across the country to close early. More from Anbarasaneti Rajan.
Bangladesh, a country of more than 170 million people, has been grappling with an energy crisis as it faces shortages of gas. The country imports more than 90% of its oil and gas needs, mostly from the Middle East. A week ago, a fire at a port terminal severely disrupted the gas supply that's required to generate electricity. In several towns outside the capital, Dhaka, residents say power cuts are lasting for more than 10 hours a day.
President Trump says Caroline Levitt, his White House press secretary, will step down at the end of the month to spend more time with her young family. He said she would remain what he called one of his top outside advisors. Our State Department correspondent is Tom Bateman.
At 28, Ms. Levitt has been the youngest ever White House press secretary, one of the most visible and often strident advocates of Mr. Trump's Make America Great Again movement. Often prepared to attack what the White House called the liberal legacy media, Mr. Trump once said she had lips that moved like a machine gun. Her tenure at the podium has straddled the most consequential moments of Mr. Trump's second term, including his mass deportation agenda and the war in Iran. Amid an increasingly tense relationship with the media, which has seen the White House accused of eroding press freedoms.
The Israeli military says it's deploying an additional battalion to the occupied West Bank after failing to dislodge Israeli settlers who've trapped two Palestinian families in their homes since Sunday. Soldiers had earlier clashed with Israelis blocking supplies from entering the Palestinian village of Kuthra, south of Nablus. There's been a massive increase in settler attacks in recent months. World News from the BBC. US officials say 11 people have been arrested for allegedly organizing hundreds of sham marriages for foreigners seeking US residency, mostly Chinese nationals. The new Attorney General, Todd Blanche, said it was one of the largest marriage fraud prosecutions in US history. Mr. Blanche said Chinese nationals would pay up to $100,000 for a sham marriage to an American citizen, which would then allow them to apply for a green card. France has opened disciplinary proceedings against its top diplomat in the Central African Republic over allegations of misconduct. Ambassador Bruno Fouché reportedly brought around 30 women into his official residence in the capital Bangui between 2024 and last March and allegedly engaged in sexual relations with some of them. Millions of people across Europe have witnessed the most significant solar eclipse in the region for almost 30 years. Watchers in a line covering northern Spain, Iceland and parts of Greenland saw the sun completely blotted out as the moon passed in front. Here's our science correspondent Palab Ghosh in Burgos.
A shimmering pearl hanging in the night sky. Low on the horizon, the red eruptions. These are huge nuclear reactions on the face of the sun. They're many times the size of the Earth, and the stars are coming out. Oh my goodness, I have literally got goosebumps. This reminds us of what it is to be human, that we are a small planet in a vast cosmos.
Malawi have beaten Algeria 3-1 in the semi-finals of the Women's Africa Cup of Nations to secure a place in the final. They'll now face either Morocco or Cameroon in the final on Sunday. BBC News.